Talking now with Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Rod, kind of a bittersweet day, maybe not totally unexpected day, but word that we're getting is that Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe will step down in early 2023. He's planning an exit, and at the same time, interestingly enough, endorsing his chief of staff as his replacement. Thoughts about Senator Inhofe and his impact on Oklahoma agriculture, farmers, ranchers?
Well, he has truly been a great friend to Oklahoma agriculture and to rural Oklahoma. I've had the good fortune personally to work with him since some youth leadership programs when he was a state senator back when I was in my high school years. So we've known and worked with each other for over 50 years and one way or another. And he and his secretary were kind of like my home base when I was out at the Capitol as a teenager for that teenage program. So it's a very special day for me, or as you say, bittersweet day because of his announcing the retirement today so that he and Kay can spend more time with each other here at this stage in life after he retires at the after the special election that will be set up by his retiring before this March 1st date. But he's won all the Farm Bureau's top national awards, and has certainly done everything you could ask from an Oklahoma standpoint. He's, of all the great congressmen and senators we've had, there's never been any other member in their staff that calls us often to ask our opinion on different issues of our public policy team and myself, and then calls so often to tell us about rules or regs or bills that are up that have an issue they think may affect us that they want us to look at. So, they've just been amazing. So we truly are going to miss them. And this is going to now make, with two U.S. Senate races this November, is going to make this an election cycle to remember for many years to come.
Yes, you may have to have another fundraiser or two for your PAC before it's all said
yes.
and done.
Yeah. There's a limit of what we can do in PAC contributions, but certainly at some point our members will pick a candidate. And certainly the biggest surprise part of today probably was Senator Inhofe endorsing right off the bat his chief of staff, who's a very sharp young man. Actually, he stood in for the senator at our state convention this last year and was very impressive. Got very high evaluations on our evaluation comments. People seem very impressed, and he's done a couple of our video sessions, so a few of our members will know him. But his name is not widely known yet, even though he's been a huge player in helping the senator to be effective for Oklahoma and for Oklahoma agriculture. So Luke is certainly not unknown to insiders, but he has very little name ID yet around the state. That'll be his biggest challenge.
Thank you. You are correct. You know, going back to the things that really have mattered for agriculture in the state, I think that the way that Senator Inhofe has dealt with EPA and their various administrators, especially in the Democratic administrations, and his challenge regarding WOTUS, he was very resolute in wanting to try to help the landowners and help with, keeping the government from overreaching, it seemed.
I would say on Waters of the U.S., although we had many great U.S. senators and representatives all over the country, there was no U.S. senator who stood more firm and more resolute for farmers, ranchers, and property owners than what Senator Inhofe did on that. He oftentimes single-handedly led the charge and put together the coalitions to get more people involved to do that, and, of course, became involved not just on that issue with EPA, but many other issues from chemical registrations to you name it, and it got so involved in that area that he ended up with many from his staff moved from his staff over to the EPA during Republican administrations, and during Democrat administrations some of them would come back to his staff. But I mean, he developed exceptional expertise in that area with his commitment to supporting the agriculture and the energy industries. And since that agency is such a big influence with both, he also had that same kind of impact as probably the one of the most influential senators in the whole country when it became the Corps of Engineer issues, which has a huge impact really on the whole state, even though folks in the West don't realize it as much, but a lot of folks in the East appreciate those core issues. And those of us in the West, it's a big issue because of how much of our, how many of our commodities move, through up and down from the Port of Catoosa and so forth with that the Corps controls. So he's been deeply involved in those issues in addition to all the environmental issues.
And of course, that other environmental issue or other environmental agency that he had a lot of interaction with was the Fish and Wildlife Service. I remember several conversations with the senator regarding the lesser prairie chicken.
And really not just the lesser prairie chicken, even right now with American burying beetle and so many others over the years that it's hard to remember. If you ask Marla Peake, who does our rules and regulations, who the single biggest influence has been on endangered species issues, I think she would answer in a heartbeat that it's Senator Inhofe and his staff. They have been at the front end of every one of these endangered species issues we've had, and has really capable staff on that. And the senator's been willing to put a lot of time and capital into that. So that's another agency in another area where he's been one of our very best friends in the whole Congress. So. I mean, there are just so many. I mean, I knew a lot about what he did before I became president of Farm Bureau, but once becoming president of Farm Bureau and seeing how much interaction our public policy team and myself have with his office and the interaction on things where they're calling to inquire and visit with us, it's just remarkable. I mean, so he is going to be huge shoes to fill, and we're certainly going to miss him in the Senate and certainly going to care deeply about who steps into those important shoes.
Thank you, Rod. Rod Mozell with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.